Trump is still contesting the result. Apparently, Joe Biden is the president of the United States. But I tell you who's still the president of our country in terms of breakfast show hosts on the television, that is, not the radio. Sorry. Our favorite breakfast show host, Carl Stefanovic, who joins us back on the show. Hi, Carl.
I think I know what we're talking about.
Carlos!
Uh-oh. No, we just wanted to have a chat, mate.
A chat, yes.
Hello, Sailor. Well, you know what's happened. I'm going to fill you in, right?
Okay.
So, obviously, Donald Trump, he has lost the election, but I am personally funding all of these high court legal actions so that I don't have to run naked down Flinders Street, especially in the winter. You know what I mean, Seth?
I know what you mean, mate. Don't worry, I have the same problem in the summer.
Now, for those who aren't aware of what happened, Carl, I know you don't want to go down memory lane, but we'll just do it because a couple of weeks ago we were having a chat with you. The election came up and you did make this claim, if Trump lost, that you were prepared to...
I think it'll be interesting. I think he'll win.
Yeah, he'll win.
If he doesn't win, I will run naked through Flinders Street Station.
Oh, yes. But you have to have a mask on.
There we go.
Ouch.
You just got to give the people what they want, you know what I mean? And I think the reaction that I've had from people, you know, like former premiers in Victoria, Jeff Kennett, I think, weighed into it. I mean, obviously a listener of your show. I mean, they've all weighed into it and they all want to see it. And I think Victoria needs to laugh. So I'm pleased to do my bit for the country and for Victoria.
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll definitely do it. I'll tell you what, I'll do it, and then if Fev runs next to me,
yep,
so that I look bigger.
It'll be fat and skinny.
Yeah. It'll be selfless of you to do that, and if we can raise a bit of money for charity or something, I'm more than happy to go and
absolutely
do that next time I'm in Melbourne.
I'm happy to do that, Carl, yeah, but we need to have gone out and maybe do a midnight morning or mid-morning run after the pub.
Yeah, no, I think you know, with all these things, stretching has a lot to do with it.
Oh, now, hang on. By the way, guys, is there a loophole there? Now, I was listening to that very closely, that statement from Carl. Obviously, the Today Show is based in Sydney. Next time I'm in Melbourne. I mean, do you then push back your travel to maybe the next 2 or 3 years?
No, I think that hopefully we'll be there at the start of next year for the Australian Open.
You're here
for that. What a way to start the year.
Yeah.
just Fev and I and our Babalats. Well,
I thought we might go to centre court, Carl, and maybe get the briefs off and do a bit of a beep test on the centre court with Roger.
A beep test? Mate, nothing's living. Nothing's got a beep. Mate, we're in our 40s now, mate. We're in our 40s.
Hey. I'm not in my 40s
You'll
yet,
be
mate.
40 when you do this, though, Fev.
Maybe
January 20,
not.
Yeah, he turns 40, Carl.
Oh, there you go, see? Oh, yeah.
I love this. So it is, guys. I just want to make this clear because we're all about to go off and enjoy Christmas. So next year, Carl Stefanovic and Brendan Favola.
Now, how did I get put in this?
Because you put yourself in it. You said to Carl. We've got audio of it, actually.
Just to put this on record. Here we go. This is evidence.
Never said it.
Producing the evidence.
I should race him and do it nude too.
Anyway.
That might actually make it happen because I don't think Carl will do it.
Yeah. I could throw a carrot out there and say, mate, I'll do it with you. We'll have a race.
I love it. This is brilliant. You're both doing it. Fantastic news for everybody. And I love the charity involvement. Carl, we'll get a charity involved. We'll raise money and get you to, I was going to say balls out, but that's not right, is it?
Balls out.
What do I say?
I just want
to balls up.
Balls up. Yes, I think, yeah.
It's going to be balls up and nothing else is going to be out. It's not going to be able to be seen. Are you going to go the laser, the trim or the wax?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. Well... No, definitely the laser. I mean, if you're going to go into that sort of activity, it's got to be a permanent thing.
Carl's got quite the summer ahead of him as he prepares for his nudie run through, and I believe it wasn't just at Flinders Station.
I believe you said through
Flinders. So you'll need your Mikey, clearly, because you're going right through.
And judging by the way that the Victorian cops have handled, COVID evaders, I'm sure they're going to turn a blind eye to Fev and I running naked through Flinders Street. I
mean, they won't see much, brother.
put it in your diary, everybody. We have confirmation it's happening. Thank you, Carl Stefanovic.
Love you guys.
See you, bro.
Thanks, Carl.